Four U.S. missiles reportedly struck an Iranian tanker near Karg Island this morning, and neither government is confirming it. If you want to understand why that silence is almost more alarming than the explosions themselves, you're in the right place. Welcome to Intelligix for Saturday, September 5th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a packed Saturday for you. That Iranian tanker story is our lead, and it connects to a web of energy market consequences and potential escalation scenarios we'll walk through in detail. But this show covers everything happening right now, so let me give you a sense of the full map.
Russia launched 167 drones and missiles at Ukraine on the same day a ceasefire was supposedly beginning. We'll talk about what that tells us about Moscow's negotiating posture and what it means for the weeks ahead. And Costa Rica's president is floating the idea of U.S. ground operations on her soil to fight cartel activity, which is a remarkable statement from a country that abolished its military in 1948.
On the domestic political front, the Trump-Canada tariff standoff is heating up again, with Canadian levies taking effect Tuesday and Trump signaling retaliation is coming. We'll unpack the mechanics of that trade war and what it costs both economies. And speaking of crossover politics, over 60 Iowa Republicans have endorsed the Democratic Senate candidate, which tells you something real about the fractures inside the GOP heading into the fall.
Pentagon turmoil continues, with Republican senators now joining calls for Secretary Hegseth's removal. And Texas AG Ken Paxton is in hot water over a pattern that looks very much like a Cauchy donation in exchange for sitting out a 44-state regulatory fight. The Bartiromo Fox News saga has also taken a legal turn. Her attorney is threatening a lawsuit and says he has documentation.
On the AI and technology front, we have a lot to get through. Anthropic has delayed its IPO to mid-October, pushing back what would be one of the largest public offerings this year. A startup is openly selling access to AI models with safety guardrails removed, and that's not a gray area, that's a flashing red light. Montefiore Health System has fired more nurses, explicitly replacing them with AI software. Major U.S. corporations are swapping expensive frontier AI models for cheaper open-weight alternatives. And Thailand has just halted 49 data centers amid a global wave of government pushback on data center expansion.
We'll also get into Blackstone's argument that AI infrastructure spending is the opposite of a bubble. The EPA's proposal to strip protections from 94% of U.S. wetlands, a student penalized for wearing AI-enabled smart glasses during an exam, and the James Webb Space Telescope capturing something nobody has photographed before, a frozen body in space actively becoming a comet in real time, plus the firing of Wheel of Fortune's longtime announcer Jim Thornton, which is stranger than it sounds.
And in our closing segment, we'll revisit a couple of past predictions from this show that didn't age particularly well, including one about geography that we should have caught before it aired.
A lot of ground to cover. Let's start with the story that woke up energy markets this morning.